Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Normally, when we receive a press release from the sheriff's office regarding an incident on local rivers, we are left to report a tragic ending. This time, the ending was far from tragic after four people, two Eureka residents and two folks from Missouri, were found safe and sound after spending the night on an unscheduled camping trip. The four, Jordan Stewart and Nicole Meyer of Eureka, along with Doug Meyer and Kim Hollenberg of Missouri, had rented a raft on the Trinity River and planned on a leisurely day floating on the water. They also planned on stopping at the Kitmoo campground to eat and then return the raft. They never made it back to return the raft, and the sheriff's search and rescue team was dispatched to search for the group. A volunteer found Meyer's vehicle parked at the campground site, but found none of the rafting party. They were finally located by a deputy early this morning and reported they had gotten disoriented and lost and spent the night camped out near the Willow Creek airstrip. All four, plus their dog, were found to be in good health, and the raft was returned to its owners. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic fatality that occurred on Tuesday night on Highway 36. 35-year-old Jennifer DiLoretto of Hydesville was driving eastbound on 36 with a passenger, 31-year-old Jason Molter, when she allowed her pickup to leave the roadway and roll down a hillside onto the riverbank below. Molter was ejected from the truck during the crash and died as a result of his injuries. DiLoretto was taken to the hospital for treatment of moderate injuries, and then she was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, and she was booked into county jail. Humboldt State University administrative officials are investigating several members of the university's men's soccer team for allegations of hazing. The investigation is focused on a recent party where many of the team's members were present, and if any violations are found, offenders could face punishments ranging from warnings to expulsion. Hazing is illegal, but it's prevalent on college campuses across the nation, from fraternities and sororities to athletics. A 2008 study conducted by researchers at the University of Maine found that more than half of all students involved in club or athletic activities experienced some form of hazing. Hazing is illegal in California, and it's also a violation of HSU's Students' Code of Conduct. The State Assembly approved two bills earlier this year that would make it easier for students from middle-class families to attend college at UC and Cal State campuses. AB 1500 closes out-of-state corporate tax loopholes to fund AB 1501, the Middle Class Scholarship Act, which will reduce the fees paid by students from families earning less than $150,000 per year. Student fees and tuition have risen dramatically in the past 4 years, and if the Scholarship Act passes, students attending a UC campus could save as much as $8,200 per year, and those at Cal State campuses could save as much as $4,000 per year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No. I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is exploring the annexation of properties that border the city and are currently outside of city boundaries. The two property areas, one on Boyd Road and the other on Shirley Boulevard, are currently the subject of discussions between Arcata and property owners. City Manager Randy Mendoza commented on that process.
The neighborhoods, the affected neighborhoods, and the city work on together, and that's the process that's taking place now is the first neighborhood meeting just took place where the city staff and some council members were present also to listen in with the Boyd Road people and also the Shirley Boulevard people to answer questions and to get new questions that may need answering. You know, so the city's not storming in there to take over right now, and the city's not saying it's definitely going to happen. The city's right now we're still in the exploratory phase.
The Boyd Road project deals primarily with businesses, while the Shirley Road deals with 17 parcels privately owned that the city is looking to connect to services such as sewer and water.
right now those questions are being asked. I think the people out in Boyd Road are having, you know, their legitimate questions are, what's in this for me? You know, am I going to have to pay more? You know, what's it going to be, you know, with the septic system I just put in, you know, the water system. So I think that's what we're working on right now.
The process of annexation has just begun, and Mendoza went on to say that there is still plenty of work to be done before any plan is finalized. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.